Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and post February day 2, even though it's currently day 8. I'm still getting caught up on these things, you know. With a new baby, I've been pretty busy, so I have not had time to come out here every single day. And now that I'm finally starting to get on schedule with things, I can do that. So, the topic for February day 2 is goals that you want to accomplish in 2016, and I already accomplished some of those goals. One of them was giving birth to a healthy baby daughter, Cadence. She's doing very well. A bad habit that I want to break, that I need to start breaking now, is picking her up every time she cries. Because everyone's like, you're going to regret this in the end. You need to not, like, let her fuss sometimes. And, but I just, again, I have the new mom jitters and worries, so I worry about everything. And, let's see, what are some of the other topics here? A place to visit. Gosh, there's so many places that I like to, you know, that I like to visit. Well, I don't know if this pertains to, like, places that I would like to visit this year, or just places I would like to visit in general. I would love to go out of the country one day and visit, like, the UK. That would be neat to experience that with my family. And, as for places that I currently like to visit, I did like Florida. That was fun. Hopefully next time I'll get to see the ocean. I like to visit with family. I like the beach. I like going to the, you know, going to the swimming pool and going swimming, visiting friends, things like that. I like shopping, visiting the stores and malls, of course. As for books that I would like to read, I need to finish the one book that I started, Girls Like Us, and it's about these two girls. They're both kind of slow and delayed, and they met each other through this program, and they had to live together. They graduated from special ed, and they lived together and worked for this old lady, and, you know, they both kind of fall, like, they both help out each other in ways another cannot, and it's a pretty good book. I need to finish that book. And, a goal that I set for myself would be, basically just try to be a good parent, you know? Try to do everything right when it comes to raising my child, especially since she is my firstborn. And, I know I have a lot of new experiences to come. Already experienced a lot of things already with motherhood in terms of instincts and things like that. And, a goal that, one main goal that I want to set too is finishing school and actually pursuing my, goals in journalism and doing documentaries and things like that. And actually getting a job, a career with my degree. That is a goal that I want to accomplish. Getting a degree, or getting a job with my degree, my actual degree that I earned. And, as for projects, I need to finish my documentary from the summertime when I went to Florida for the National Federation of the Blind Convention. But things have been so hectic being pregnant and giving birth, I just have not been able to fall back on that. I haven't even finished my journal entries pertaining to that yet, so, goodness, hopefully I can still remember everything, because I have some video and pictures and stuff to document that whole thing, and that was kind of, like, supposed to be, like, for my, documentary portfolio for my first project, my actual project that I started, and then I start school again on March 23rd. So that'll be a project in itself between school and raising a child and taking care of a baby. It's going to be tough. Hopefully I can pull it off. But we will see what happens. Everyone's like, well, once you get on schedule, you should be fine. I hope so. Yeah, that is some of my goals for 2016. I think I answered all the questions there. And now I can move on to day 3 and catching up some more.